You ever have arthritis?
Well, yeah, I had a little bit, but not much. See, these fever. That is it.
Uh-huh.
I remember the other day, the other boy, I had for a pretty good while. After all the things I've been had, I had crepit and leg, and all that would be my boss. They said, damn, he said, this is a fair old bad lad now. I said, oh, God damn, let me see what he called him. Let me see what he used to call me. I used to have crap in the leg, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he charter horse. God damn, I had a charter horse last night. Boy, he gave me hell, too. I said, yeah. A few people have that. They don't know what to do for it. And you have a charter horse, a crap in the leg, just get your chest, still going to hurt you. So we should do it. It didn't hurt, all right. You get your little, have some cool oil. That cool oil we do with that. Just pass it over there like that. Go. As better people, that old ribbit, you can go from the beat it though.
The upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
Okay. Alright, and what about when the ground's too cold to sit on, you would do what?
Squat on, eh?
On your what?
On your leg, your hook, I call it hook of the feet.
Uh-huh. You ever hear anybody say, hunker down? What do? When you want to get down behind something to hide from somebody, you would do what?
Squat on.
Hunker down?
Yeah, you could squat on and hunker down with you.
Yeah. Now, say somebody had been sick a while. You might say they were up now, but they still looked a little bit
weak, yeah.
Felt. How would you say they felt kind of?
Well, bad. They look bad, they feel bad, something like that, you know?
Like after you fell out there in the field, for a couple of days afterwards you felt?
Bad. I'm caught over it, though. So. That's the time, man. That's it. You got to think about that sometimes. I tell you, I was tired, man. Bad. I was feeling so bad there. Oh, man, that's a lady. Sure.
Now, a person who was big and strong and could lift a lot of weights, you say he was mighty?
Strong, powerful, and what's
stout. It?
Stout. Stout and what's it? Called.
Okay.
As small as I could be, I used to do that too, yeah. Pick up anything, bad stuff. You get, I see a little fella tall like you, tall man, you living down there. You had a family. So you told me sugar all the time, you know? And big old sheet of iron, hair over the ground. Folk had a good way to pick it up and chair to the trailer car, you know, the pull over the car. I'd get out of there, fill it with bodies. I went to a couple of places. I pick up like that. Be the fella, he said, I can't make it. I look at it, bigger, plenty more bigger than me, but I was pretty slow when I was young. And lastly, shook, man, he just lost the time there for I was big. Well, if I was young, but I got over. Now, some of the boys come right out and say, come on, Seth, let's do you that. I said, come on, I squat on me. He said, I ain't gonna fool with you. He said, because you too much for me. But as you can see, that I used to throw people. I remember once I had a cousin. My grandpa gave me a piece. I had a cousin. My grandpa said to the side of the gallery like he said down there. So the boy called me and said, he saw him, he was a big old fella, big husky fella. But I was kind of thin, but I was stronger. So he said, let's play ball. I said, all right, we got out there, touch his body. But finally I win, but he didn't want him to go. So all the way, you'll win. I said, yeah, he wins. The boy spoke to me. He said to the guy, look, he said, he wins. My cousin said, oh, boy, he wins. So they had a picket fence.